Superior and Douglas County teamed up to do a housing study last year. Superior Planning Director Jason Cirque says the findings show demand for more than 1,900 housing units in the next decade. In Superior, he says the biggest demand is for rentals.
The last sizable market rate rental situation was built in mid-1990s to late 1990s.
In Ashland, building inspector Bob Miller says they have a surplus of homes people can rent, but Miller says they were built around a century ago.
A lot of them are very old, outdated, electrical systems, heating systems, windows, doors, you name it.
Both cities are considering rental licensing programs to get units up to code, but lawmakers held a hearing on a bill this week that would limit cities' oversight of landlords. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio. Superior Planning Director Jason Cirque says a recent housing study there shows the city is in need of newer market-rate rentals. He says part of the reason is some rentals aren't up to code. Cirque says he'd like to see rental licensing.
There's no way to really visibly hold folks accountable to providing insurance or making sure that they're meeting code. We're going to have to work towards something, I think, or else our housing stock is just going to continually deteriorate.
Ashland Building Inspector Bob Miller agrees.
It would provide a routine inspection system and a mechanism to get inside all of the rental units over a 3 to 5 year period.
Lawmakers have introduced a bill that would prevent cities from requiring rental licenses. Supporters say it keeps good landlords from being lumped in with a few bad apples. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.